Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome. Today is Monday. It's Lightcaster Club Day. We're in the month of December, the month of the holy days, the month of the darkness, the month of the birth of Christ's light. So the story goes. Welcome. Be sure you have some water and are in a nice, comfortable, private place where you can relax and unwind. Be sure that you can actually lie down for today's call. I'm going to be spending a good deal of time in suspended animation. Let's take three deep breaths through the nose and out the mouth to come into the space and ground into our bodies. Ooh. 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 Holy Mother and Holy Father of all life, the point of singular light coming from within the center of our hearts, God, another word for love, another word for joy, another word for opportunity, another word for life. We call on you, Miracle Maker, to be with us, to move through us, with us, as us today. We ask for the courage and the willingness and the faith to let go, to unwind, to go in, to let go, to go in, and to let go, to go in and let go, to go in and let go, to go in and let go. Feeling the power of our collective breath, the power of our collective prayer, the power of our collective consciousness, dedicating this power, this union, this consciousness to a world living from love, a world learning from love, learning and living from peace, from true harmony. Harmony is relational. It is always shifting. Harmony lives outside of systems. Coming into harmony, into resonance with the field we encounter without compromising our own frequency. Matching the highest frequency in every situation, this is our prayer. This is our prayer that we master, that we are mentored in the mastery of this vibrational practice and this true light and really sound work. The mastery of the management of our cells and their pace, the mastery of our thoughts and their pace, the mastery of the electromagnetic field of our heart and its pace, and simultaneously the mastery of letting go, the mastery of unconditionally loving all parts of ourselves, whether they feel like masters or not. Mastering the great mother within us, which is really just means mastering surrender. The great mother cannot be mastered. And today, working with our beloved Mary Magdalene and Mother Mary, working with our friend Jesus and our overlighting mentor today, Anna, a being beyond all comprehension, a being who has walked the earth for eons and mastered the art of cellular regeneration, mastered the art of immaculate conception, mastered the art of communal existence, and mastered the art of serving humanity in a very broad, sustainable way. Her mastery comes from her willingness to essentially rest. And she's going to guide us today in this call about birthing the Christ. And whom better to learn about birthing the Christ than Jesus' grandmother? But first, a message from Jesus about Christ, about Christianity, about what it means to be a Christian or a Christed one. Beloved, there is an invitation to reclaim the word Christ, to reclaim the identity of a Christian. Beyond all religious ties, to step into the truth that, in fact, you, beloved, are the Christ, that we, beloveds, are the Christs, that there is no one Christ, and that I am, in fact, reborn, not as a single human being with one flesh and bone body, but as all beings everywhere now, understanding that those who do not identify Jesus as the man who walked the earth, who perhaps, maybe, probably, maybe not, was born on December 25th to the Mother Mary via Immaculate Conception, that this man, you can call him me, was simply a good example of one who accepted their Christed power, one who was not afraid to demonstrate their Christed power to the masses, one who was not willing to demonstrate their Christed power no matter what. And when you encounter those who say that there is only one Christ and only one who can save all, that you pause and breathe and look within. There are, in fact, those who have robbed my story and taken it, twisted it for their own selfish reasons, claiming their power is in this ownership of my story, of my body, of Christ light. And they just forget where their true power lies, which is within. I am not dogging religion. Many people find great solace in religion. I am encouraging all who have ears to listen to look beyond all dogma, all teachings, even this teaching, and to compare it to the vibration of their own heart's message, and to confidently, with faith, and steadfastly stay in the field of the message that you resonate with to bless and depart from all messages which you don't resonate with. That there is no one who can touch you for this alignment practice. If you encounter those who have feelings, opinions about your own choices, to bless them, love them, and understand that it never has anything to do with you. Nothing is in fact personal, except, beloved, for your own Christ light, your own exploration of your true God power within. And that this is such a deep and personal experience that there's just no way to say that there is only one. And I invite you, beloved, to take a few deep breaths as you imagine a world where all beings are living in their true Christed power. Without doubt, without needing to criticize or make others wrong, where that simply is not a thing. Because in this Christ-like place, that is everything that you are, there's just no, that just doesn't exist. Imagine this world. Imagine your body in this place. Imagine your daily life in this place. Imagine your relationships. Imagine your community, your country, Mother Earth. Imagine the opportunities. Imagine the solutions. Imagine the miracles. Imagine the joy and the fun. Imagine the playful collaboration. When two or more are gathered, I am there. Not me, Jesus. Maybe if you invite me. I am the presence of the Holy Spirit. Imagine the breaths that would be saved for no need to explain or complain. Imagine the energy freed up for no need to scramble or prove. Imagine the bodies, the physical and energy bodies, in their own pulsating light, how vibrant all of humanity would be. And imagine how simple a solution when one of us forgets our own Christed light. We just come into contact with another who's currently remembering, currently remembering the current of their own potential. Being that current, simply coming together solves the problem. Barely any need for word. All negotiations and agreements worked out. In the energy exchange of breath, like the sweetest lovemaking session you've ever known. Imagine, beloved, a world where all activities have the quality of the sweetest lovemaking you've ever known or have yet to discover. where every collaboration and negotiation, exchange becomes an opportunity to birth Christ anew, whether with another being or within yourself. The perceived two parts of yourself, your physicality and your divinity, always dancing, dancing, dancing in an eternal communion of new ideas and opportunities. Who do you think you are? I and the Father are one. I and the Father am one. Am one. Take some nice deep breaths, allowing that transmission to integrate on a cellular level. Feeling that presence of Jesus, not as one who needs the permission or the saving from, but simply as somebody who did a really good job of embodying Christ's light on earth. Many, many, many examples of this throughout history, all across space and time. Just happens to be a mentor I like to work with right now. Happens to be a time that is very rich with his energy, really our energy. And again, not about making any religion wrong, not at all, but just committing to deeply looking at the heart of all religion and finding the seed of light that is shared in common with them all, the seed of light. The message of personal sovereignty, a message of all beings housing the holy within. And when we're truly coming from this holy state, all hierarchy ends. The need for competition or being right ends. It's just gone. It's not a problem anymore. Fear, it's just not a problem anymore. There's no need to push through anything. Yesterday I saw a shirt that said, punch fear in the face. And I understood the sentiment being sometimes we feel uncomfortable and we just keep going. But the imagery of violence against the places within us that feel afraid was felt so sad to me. The places within us that have fear, the places within us that have hurt, they are the places that need the most love. They certainly don't get to run the show, but they do need extra love. And as within, so without. As within, so without. When we meet another whose fear and unresolved rage and feelings are obvious to us, how awful to punch them in the face. Why would we shoot the wounded? Again, they don't get to run the show. Not calling the shots, but welcomed into the light of our love. So, beloveds, I have been working so much with Anna in the past few days, and it is her feast, or excuse me, the feast day was December 8th for the Immaculate Conception, the Immaculate Conception of Mother Mary to Grandmother Anna. Grandmother Anna, a woman who has walked the earth in many different carnations, incarnations. Oh, beautiful carnation. Feeling that energy of the carnation for a long, 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 long time. And also walking the earth in a single body, the body known as Anna, for a long, long, long time, generations. And I'm just feeling so inspired by her message of deep rest as a, an easy, sort of obvious way for cellular regeneration and, you know, preserving the pristine youth of our physicality. Not to look a certain way or live up to media standards of youthful beauty, but to stay vibrant and vital and have plenty of energy to participate in energy work for a long, long time. And this is why, in part, Anna has been able, and really all the Ascended Masters, right? They understand and have this incredible mastery of energy work, meaning the work within their own bodies of becoming both the pole, the central channel, and the snake or the dancer around the pole. And I'm not sure if any of them did it without breath work. I don't know. This is the only way I know. And Anna shares her story in her book, Anna, Grandmother of Jesus, which was channeled by a woman named Claire Hartsong. And she talks about going into basically suspended states of animation for long periods of time. This is, you know, a very yogic practice and is something that all traditions have a form of. This is really, in essence, what the ancient Egyptians were doing with mummification. And so this inquiry as to how to preserve and even continue to enlighten our physical bodies is so fascinating to me. I'm personally in a place where I don't feel that way at all. I feel very drained a lot of the time. And I just know it is not how I meant to live my life. And I'm so inspired by these stories. And I want to bring them into a more into reality. And so what I want to say is, we're going to take a nap. We're going to enter into a suspended state of animation. But the beautiful thing about it is that we're going to do it together. This was really the point from Anna's story that really stuck out to me, was that she and her community came together in these practices and supported one another as they would go into these deep states of meditation or suspended animation. They would anoint one another and caress one another in these deeply intimate ways you know, intimate without being romantic or sexual. But that is one of the greatest regenerative tools that we have, by the way, our sex powers. Excuse me just one moment. Let me just make an adjustment here to my sound. Okay. Coming back. So approaching this idea of deep rest and feeling how beautiful that is for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere as we approach the darkest days of the year, as we approach the solstice, as we approach these deep heart, the deep heart of winter. And how, for those of us willing to listen to the earth and commune with the earth's frequency, it is truly a time of just not too much action, not a lot of action. So, shall we? Oh, there's a little more message about this piece about action. When we go into these still points, into these deep places of rest, meditation, rejuvenation, the journey to get there is the journey through all of those, all of that fear that comes up, all of the rage and the grief, you know, just as usual. I'm just a broken record, same message every week. That these feelings, these unfelt, untended to feelings, will be at the doorway to this place of cellular regeneration. Why? Because they need love. They're asking for help. They need our help. And so they know if we're going to journey to a place of enlightenment, they know the best place to be is right in that path. Right? Especially because they say, hey, look, she's willing to go and get all of this fuel and energy. Well, I need her to know that I need some of that fuel and energy, right? Very, very wise, all parts of ourselves. So when we go, when we're called inward, right? And we say, you know what? I'm so busy. I've got 18 parties and I've got to tie everything up with a bow, pun intended. And I've got to rush around and I need to be spending a lot of money, which is, you know, a synonym for spending energy, right? Usually what we're doing is avoiding being with these parts of ourselves that are crying out. So there is a willingness. This is why we pray for willingness in the beginning, a willingness to go in and let go. And when we let go, we're not surrendering to this fear. It's not that it runs the show. Again, we're letting go in the power, the presence of our own holy light to allow these feelings to unwind and relax. And disseminate, dissipate, deconstruct, allowing them to offer their incredible energetic potential to our mission. Our mission being regeneration, rejuvenation, revival, the birth of the Christ light. And you know, birth, when the baby enters the world from the birth canal, it is a death of some other place. And so it is always rebirth. When you look at these two celebrations we have based on the story of the seasons, based on the story of Christ, of Jesus, and based on the experience of the seasons, this energy of birthing in the darkness and this energy of rebirthing, so dying and coming back in the light, they're the same. They're the same celebration at Easter and Christmas, at solstice and solstice. But the quality of this holiday, of these holy nights, is the quality of deep rest. So I invite you, beloved, to get very, very comfortable and stretch out your body. Lying on your back, palms facing up, legs stretched out. If you feel really uncomfortable with your legs straight, you can bend them or place a pillow under them. And we're just going to do very gentle breath on this journey. Slow, long, and deep by the mouth. Feeling your belly rise on your inhale and fall on your exhale. Feeling your consciousness arrive in your toes, tops of your feet, bottoms of your feet. Consciousness arrive in the shins, backs of the shins, the calves, backs of the knees, the thighs. Feeling your consciousness arrive in your pelvis, your belly. Your consciousness arrive throughout the entire chest, sternum, ribs. Consciousness arrive in the spine, shoulders, arms, hands. Keeping your breath moving long, slow, and deep. Consciousness arriving through the neck, the throat, the beautiful blue portal of your throat chakra. Consciousness arriving in the heart and all through the face. Consciousness arriving in the ears and the back of the head, through the back of the neck. Consciousness arriving in the brain. Consciousness arriving in the energy body surrounding, emanating from your entire being. It's not something that's on top of you or separate from you. It is coming out of you. Bringing your attention and awareness, consciousness and awareness, to the center of your heart, to the single point of all life that exists within you, as you, through you, with you. And allowing your breath to move from this central single point. And allowing your breath to be long, slow, and deep. There is nothing to do but deeply relax. And when you feel discomfort, when you feel the desire to move around or shift or itch, when you feel any thoughts about any of this, any opinions being shared, you just keep breathing. In the most gentle way, allowing your feelings to be what they are, allowing your discomfort to be what she is. Just steady presence from the center of your own heart. Feeling free to drift off, to drift in. Feeling your breath, the only thing you need for deeper relax. Deeper revelation. Keep breathing. Keep breathing. Allowing yourself a few moments of silence to receive perhaps any messages, words, feelings, thoughts, transmissions, however you feel. Continuing to move your breath through your body. Also understanding that in this time of receiving, what you receive might not be understandable. Excuse me. And that's okay. It's a place of suspended animation, a place between worlds, the place that women often go just before they push the baby out. After all the work is done, all the opening is opening. Before they receive and birth, there is a place of deep pause. And feeling the hands of Grandmother Anna at your feet, anointing the outer edges of the soles of your feet. Feeling the hands of beloved Yeshua, her student, her disciple, her heritage, at your crown and shoulders, anointing you, Angelica and Myrrh, Anna using vetiver, frankincense, just tending to you, not healing or changing, just tending and loving. And finding that this place is a place available to you at any time. You can spend as much time as you need here. And when you're ready, taking 3 deep breaths in the nose and out the mouth, grounding yourself to the earth beneath, slowly moving your fingers and toes, perhaps making some nice tones through the throat from the pelvis.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I am here, I am on earth, I am in this body. I naturally rejuvenate and revive by the power of my own rest, by the power of my own breath. No rush. As you feel ready, slowly open your eyes and sit up. Or if you feel called to stay in this place, please do. I'm so grateful to you, beloved, for taking your time, for making your time for this sacred space, for this place where nothing happens and everything is possible. And I bow my head to you and say, Amen. Thank you. Together we shine, and so it is. All my love to you.